This is Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them. Brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. On a spring day in 2014, I was talking to Candy Thomas with the Natural Resources Conservation Service in Salina. Candy is Kansas State agronomist. We were talking about CREP, the Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program, which is making incentive payments to ag landowners to permanently retire water rights in 10 southwest Kansas counties along the Arkansas River, which flows across the Ogallala Aquifer, which is, in areas of high irrigation, being rapidly depleted. She'd surveyed land around Garden City, and something Candy said was stark. It stuck with me.
Finney County, we went and looked at some areas down there that are pretty much just a desert. I mean, there's real fine sands, a lot of dunes, and some of those areas, the water, it's gone.
Quoting an April 30th story by Associated Press writer Roxana Hegeman, Wichita, massive dust storms across the high plains, blowing dust, zero visibility in central Kansas. Monday's dust storm was so large it covered most of Kansas, western Oklahoma, the Texas Panhandle, and eastern Colorado. Soil lofted by dust storms eventually carried into eastern Kansas. Well, two things are certain. Eastern Kansas had no interest in getting what was to them just dust. And we know that ag producers lost a terrific asset, their precious topsoil. Our topic this month is preventing another dust bowl. Healthy soil isn't likely to blow away, and NRCS staffers preach four steps to healthy soil.
Keep the soil covered as much as possible. Disturb the soil as little as possible. Keep plants growing throughout the year to feed the soil, and diversify as much as possible using crop rotation and cover crops.
That's Neil Dominey, Nebraska's soil scientist for NRCS at Lincoln. This might come as a surprise, but scientists are just now beginning to understand the communities of organisms living just centimeters under the surface of the soil and how those organisms contribute to healthy soil. Earthworms to nematodes to fungi and bacteria. Soils are amazing ecosystems. At Scott's Bluff, Dallas Johansson is NRCS district conservationist, and he says we have got to let our soil start working for us again.
We're just using it for a place to put the seed and to hold the plant up. We can get more out of our soil if we can get them healthier again.
He claims that over the last four or five generations of farmers, we've forgotten how rich and fertile the soil was when first broken out and farmed.
We've got to quit accepting a degraded soil. It hurts us in terms of infiltration, water holding capacity, cation exchange potential, but we've just gotten used to it.
Gotten used to nearly sterile soil and then supplied the inputs needed to try and get the crop to maximum yield.
There's going to come a time when we can't do that. Environmental concerns are going to limit the amount of nitrogen and pesticides that are going to be available or can be used.
Progressive producers are coming around to that. They're seeing a need for returning farmed-out, worn-out soils to a state of health. And there's a healthy soil movement gaining momentum. The organizations No-Till on the Plains and Living Acres Network come to mind. Producer Scott Gonnerman has gotten into healthy soils. The Gresham, Nebraska producer adopted no-till 7 years ago, and he started cover cropping 5 years ago to improve soil health. He says the soil is a lot more complex than he ever thought. He's amazed at the microscopic life just teeming below the surface.
If we took care of our pets or our livestock the way we take care of our livestock in the soil, we would all be thrown in jail.
Your local NRCS office can help you develop a soil health management plan and find conservation programs that work for you. Visit our program at playacountry.org. Playa Country is a weekly show about the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains. Made possible by Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures and the Natural Resources Conservation Service.